Hello, and welcome to the French Kiss Life podcast, all about living with more elegance, style, and joie de vivre in your everyday life. I'm Tanya Lee, your hostess. Let's get started. Hello, my friends. How was your holiday? I hope it was your best yet. And as you know, in a few days, we're going to be ringing in a new year. So today's podcast is about the two questions I ask every New Year's Eve. Right now, I have 4 bottles of Veuve Clicquot Rosé chilling in my fridge because rosé is actually the better one. I have a fancy outfit picked out, and one of my dear friends is flying in for one of my favorite holidays of the year, New Year's Eve. There's something about the new year that gets me all giddy inside. It's a transition from old into new, a fresh slate to create your life, and a chance to make the coming year even more fulfilling than the last. We get to ask ourselves, how good am I willing to let life get? Now, I know that it's just another day in the year and that every day is a chance to start with a clean slate, but a new year asks us to consciously think about where we've been and where we're going. Yet, New Year's resolutions absolutely bore me. I mean, come on, do you really get excited about losing weight? About 5 years ago, it could have been 4 or 6, so we'll just go with 5. I was sitting at a restaurant in New York City with my family and friends, ringing in the new year, and I desperately wanted a new way to do it. Now, what I'm about to share with you sounds a little woo-woo, but just bear with me. During this dinner, I got up and went to the ladies' room, and I was standing in front of the mirror putting on lipstick. I know, shocker, right? And I heard this voice whisper, "Celebrate as if." Now, I looked around and there was not another soul in the ladies' room, so I'm going to go with it being Audrey Hepburn's ghost because this place we were at was definitely a Audrey kind of place. So when I returned to the table, the champagne was flowing, and that night I started a new tradition, celebrating what has been and what will be. This tradition has been going strong ever since. My clients, my daughter, my friends, everyone knows that this is how I love to plan for big and small things. We celebrate it as if everything we want has already happened. So here are the two questions I ask every New Year's Eve. Number one, what do you want to celebrate from this year? Now, if you listened to the podcast last week, you know that I chose to tell the story of 2015 very differently than what some people may choose to tell it, because I think it was one of my best years yet. It was also one of my hardest years. But when you French kiss life, life is a celebration. You aren't so busy chasing things that you forget to slow down long enough to reflect on all the lessons, the goodness, and the highlights of your life. Honestly, I would feel so terrible if I rushed through the new year without paying my sentiments and homage to a year that's taught me so much. On New Year's Eve, look back over your year. Who have you become? What have you experienced? And what have you accomplished? And do it with gratitude and reverence. Then and only then are you ready to move to the second question. So here's my question number 2. What will you be celebrating next year this time? I've heard some people call it pre-gaming, Abraham Hicks calls it pre-paving, athletes call it visioning. I like to call it celebrating as if. It sounds so much more fun, right? Especially when you have a glass of champagne in your hand. So here's how it works. Fast forward to a year from now and pretend that you're sharing everything you've become, experienced, created, and savored over the year. Here's the very crucial part. Speak as if it's already done. Last year, my celebrating as if included many things, big and small. I remember declaring that I've had a year full of rich memories with family and friends and my daughter. I have all of my finances working beautifully. I have expanded the message of French Kiss Life to women all over the world. I have the most incredible A-class team. I have cultivated more elegance and simplicity in my life and my business. I have taken such exquisite care of my body. I have deepened into a woman of style and substance. I've organized my home, especially my closet, and it looks so fabulous. I've published a book. This year, I flew around the country and I met with ladies in the French Kiss Life community face to face. I led a first-class, one-of-a-kind retreat in Paris, and I've savored the simple, everyday pleasures of my life. Now, when I said this at the table last year, I said it as if it had already happened. And you want to know how powerful this exercise is? Everything I stated I'd be celebrating last year has happened. Remember, when you celebrate as if, don't get caught up in your head and try to be reasonable or practical. Allow this exercise to be fun and let it flow with big and small dreams. If you don't hold yourself back, life won't hold you back. So just take a sip of champagne and celebrate as if. Can we have a deal on that? Here's my favorite part of this exercise. When each person answers their questions, everyone at the table raises their champagne flutes in the air and they celebrate it with you as if it's already happened. Your friends might say, "Great job on that book," or "You look ravishing," or "How many hours have you put on that private jet?" Or "How was that trip to Paris?" Or "Wow, look at how much you've created this year." For one evening, everyone gets to play out the role of their dreams, and it is an absolute blast. And I think the reason this exercise is so powerful is because of the feeling it evokes. You cannot do this exercise without feeling excited and turned on about your life. But if you wake up on January the 15th and you've completely forgotten about your celebrations, this exercise will not work for you. So here's how to make sure you stay in the magic of your celebration. Number one, have someone write down your celebrations. With all the champagne and good times, you may forget. So for each person sharing, make sure that there's someone else there capturing their declaration. You can even record it on your phone and send it to them the next day. Number two, make a plan. Look at your year from the end and think about all the steps that you must take to make sure your dreams become a reality. For example, if you celebrate publishing a book, think about each step involved along the way. You got to write 10 chapters, you need to find a publisher, or maybe you decide on self-publishing, you need to have someone illustrate the book, you need a copywriter, like write everything down, break it down into such doable steps, and then you schedule it into your calendar. And then all you must do at that point is just show up for yourself and show up for the magic. Number three, evoke the feelings daily. The most important part is to stay in the feeling of your celebration. Read your New Year's Eve celebrations often. I keep mine on my desk by my computer as a constant reminder. Staying in the magic is the secret sauce. So go out there on New Year's Eve and celebrate all that was and will be. I'm certainly celebrating with you. In fact, do you want to share your celebrations with me so I can toast with you? If so, head over to the blog at tanyalee.com and leave me a comment. And here's the two questions again that I'd love to hear from you. What do you want to celebrate from this year? And what will you be celebrating this time next year? And remember, write it as if it's already happened. Happy New Year, my friend. I look forward to seeing 2016 unfold in such beautiful ways for you. And I look forward to seeing you on the podcast next week. Cheers. A couple of things before you go. If you enjoyed this episode of the French Kiss Life podcast, I would be so grateful if you would share it with your family and friends. And if you want to be notified of future episodes, as well as free events and gifts that are only available to the French Kiss Life community, head over to tanyalee.com/iTunes and sign up to join the most incredible group of global women who are committed to French kissing their life.